time for Bit. What do we have planned for Bit today, fellas?
Well, it's a time-honored tradition, 27 years in the making. Back in, I was talking to Walonski about this last night, and I can't remember the exact year that this went down. I'm sure there's a way to find out. 97 or 98, sometime in there. And back then, and I mean, I remember working on Thanksgiving Day up through like 2010.
Mm-hmm.
We would work on the actual day. And a lot of times Mike and I, when we were doing the show together, we would, hell, it was maybe even later than that.
Y'all did mornings.
We did mornings.
Yeah. I remember running the board for you guys once doing mornings in 2012 or something.
A Fahey story.
Yeah.
One year.
Yeah.
You spent like the whole show getting to know Fahey.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Cause there was a lot there.
A large onion to unpeel. Yeah,
absolutely.
But yeah, we would work on Thanksgiving Day, and the Musers would too. And we would work. It was really weird. And I don't know what the impetus was from the company standpoint, because we would work Memorial Day and Labor Day and 4th of July, the actual days, for years and years and years. And we would do Thanksgiving as well. I didn't mind it. I actually enjoyed working Thanksgiving, whether it was, you know, it would have to be mornings because afternoons were football. But anyway.
Come up tomorrow for Countdown to Kickoff.
Why not?
We'd love to have
you. I'll fly back. Yeah. So, back in 97 or 98, I'm filling in. Fernando was off. The Musers were doing their show. And, George brought his guitar and came into the producer's room back at the old Maple studio, Maple and Oaklawn. And at like 6 a.m, handed me the guitar and goes, "Why don't you write a Thanksgiving song?" And I'm like, "All right, sure." And so I start kind of noodling around, and like in breaks and stuff, I would was write jotting stuff down. And then a couple hours into it, I'm like, "All right, I think I got it. Whatever." I'd never written anything.
Did you have the first line ready? Like, did you have one that was like catchy, and then you build the rest of the song around it?
I did actually. Yes. And maybe George and I were laughing at that line of Pocahontas was an Indian. Maybe that was the line. He was like, "Why don't you finish that song?" And I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. So, wrote it and then performed it live. I don't know if it was 8:40 or 9 o'clock or whatever. The recording you hear, I know I'm in studio and Gordon was on the phone.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I don't know why somebody was on the phone for this, but I've always wondered when I hear this audio.
Yes, it's Gordon. I have no clue why he was there on the phone, but, we were doing the rant at that time, and maybe they got him on the phone to listen to the song or whatever. So,
Dealey Plaza?
He may have probably been, yeah. So, yeah, this debuted in 1997, 1998, and the Musers' reaction is the best. That's why we like to play the original version of it. But this is the original version of Thanksgiving Loves the White Man.
Oh, my.
Pocahontas was an Indian. She liked gravy by the ton. The white men said they slept in her bed and got giblets stuck in their tongue. Pocahontas was an Indian. She liked white men by the score. Legend says she was on the pill and her nickname was Fat and Whore.
Oh my God.
That's why Thanksgiving loves a white man, and the white man loves it back.
That's why?
We eat and watch football and head to the bathroom and take our afternoon nap. Thanksgiving loves a white man, and the white man loves it back. We eat and watch football and head to the bathroom and take our afternoon crap.
No!
Sometimes little granny, well, she might get under our skin. That's when we grab her by the nape of the neck and we beat her with a rolling pin. Late at night when we're frisky and our wife, she has a sore back, we'll down some Cuervo and a bottle of gin and take our chances with Cousin Mac. Thanksgiving loves a white man, and the White man loves the back. We eat and watch football and head to the bathroom and lay down for our afternoon nap. Thanksgiving loves a white man and the white man loves it back. We eat and watch football and head to the bathroom and take our afternoon nap.
Oh.
Now the day is nearly over and I look at the setting sun. I wish Pocahontas was here right now so I could have a little fun. She would be my little squaw and I would be your man. When I was finished with that whore, I would smack her with a frying pan. Thanksgiving loves a white man and the white man loves it back.
Oh yeah.
We eat and watch football and head to the bathroom and lay down for our afternoon nap.
Give it to me again.
Thanksgiving loves a white man and the white man loves it back. Eat and watch football and head to the bathroom and take our afternoon nap.
I love the sing-along from the Musers.
Yeah.
I love how you got slow and introspective and... And the day is nearly over.
Yeah, right.
Look at the sun.
Bring it down.
What would the reaction be instead of Dolly Parton tomorrow? It's Corby and his acoustic guitar just on the 50-yard line. Maybe he has the Creed dancers, too, on the ribbons flying around.
It's, it's pitch black in there. They turn off all the lights. The roof is closed. And it's just one lonely spotlight on me at the 50-yard line. I think it'd go over well. There'd be like maybe 1,000 of the 100,000 people in there like, yeah!
And they're singing along too.
Got their
lighters up.
Well, anyway, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I love the behind the music of Thanksgiving Loves the White.